Chapter 36, Unpicking with Scant Precision. Oh dear, I don't know if I remember where I am, who I thought I would be, or why, or even why I came here to this particular place, what initially drove me in this direction, and towards such a venture, or is it a misadventure? Clouds slip in to blot out the night sky. Rain begins to fall, trivial, silly rain, twisting and flittering down, as light as the brush of eyelashes or the most deft of fingers teasing a cheek. It brings to mind other nights past lying in rain, out in boat with pa lost on billowing sea, in field at dawn with Genevieve, her horse nibbling at our bare-socked feet sticking out from under horse blanket. Interminable London bus stop nights, shoes filling with drizzle and undone ambition, the pitter-patter of rain on top of head and protruding ears, the pitter-patter of rain playing in puddles and on the different kinds of roofs of all the different kinds of houses in all the different cities, all over the world, picking away at the night with scant precision, and the prickly pins and needles of infinite distraction. And I have tried to duplicate that sound many a time, believe me, I have. In hovels and huts and hulks, up towers and down storm drains, picking strings at random in hope of finding by chance a particular fingering that could conjure up rain, waiting in vain for something to come, something I cannot name, a hint, a clue, a trace to follow, a thread to pull, a glimmer of light from under a door or through a keyhole, a sign, a direction to move in, something. Anything.